Hey, Joe Stafford and Paul Weston are at the Armory. Let's go to town. I'm Corporal Eddie Carter, the National Guard. And say, are we glad to see all of you turned out here for our show at the Armory. Got lots of wonderful music waiting for you. Our band of the month, that great conductor-arranger, Paul Weston.
Hi, everybody. Wonderful to be here.
And taking charge of the vocal department, everybody's best gal, Joe Stafford.
Hi, everybody. Nice to see you.
With all that music waiting, no time to be wasting. Paul, what'll it be?
The song is you.
Today's pay each week. Sounds like a terrific deal, doesn't it? Well, that's what you get if you join the National Guard. A full day's pay for a few hours training in your spare time one night a week. And it's an even better deal for you fellas between 17 and 18 and a half. That's because you can start in on your military service right here in your own hometown. You can continue going to school or hold down a job at the same time. And you'll go on active duty only if your outfit is needed in a national emergency. The Guard has other advantages, too. So why not get all the facts from your local National Guard Armory? You know, this guy, Paul Weston, steps up to bat with not one whisper of a strike against him. Not only has he a band that plays the prettiest music this side of California, but he's got a wife who sings as wonderfully as anybody in the whole cockeyed world. I'm talking, of course, about our singing star of the month, the lovely Joe Stafford, who has this pleasant news about love.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for us. Telephone. just be passing fancies, and in time may go.
Prettiest singing I ever heard. It's real great to have you here in the Armory.
Thank you, Eddie. There's no place I'd rather be. I'm a country gal, you know, and when you come from the tall timber, you know just how big a helping hand the National Guard gives to a community.
Well, thanks, Joe. We're proud to do it. Say, listen, Joe, tell me, what's it like having your husband lead the band?
I'll tell you one thing. It keeps peace in the family. I know if I throw Paul a curve in the kitchen, he can come right back and hit me with a downbeat on stage. No, seriously, it's wonderful. Paul's a fine musician, and I'm delighted to have him call the tune.
What tune is he calling for now, Joe?
An all-time great, Stardust.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely an inspiration. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall when the stars are.
You know, Eddie, when I was growing up, every kid wanted to drive a car. Now they all want to fly. But I'm afraid a lot of them are going to be disappointed. You know, flying's a pretty expensive proposition.
Well, that doesn't stop the smart ones, Paul. They join our buddies in the Air National Guard. That way it doesn't cost them a cent.
Yeah? How come?
Well, you see, the Air Guard needs pilots. Now, if you're a high school graduate in good health and under 26 and a half, the Guard's got a deal that you can't beat. Get this. If you meet the requirements, you'll be trained by the Air Force with the finest equipment and instructors. What's more, when you complete your training, you'll come back to your own hometown to fly with your Air Guard unit as a pilot and an officer. That means a commission.
Gee, I don't see how you can beat that, Eddie.
It's really worth looking into. Get the details from your local Air Guard unit. Just about wrapped it up for today. Paul Weston, Joe Stafford, it's been great having you with us.
Well, like Joe said before, Eddie, when the National Guard invites you down to the armory, for us, it's a command performance.
Mr. Weston said it. Mrs. Weston says it again. But say, why are we making with the big goodbye, Eddie? We've got another date right here with you next week.
Yeah, I know it. I couldn't be more delighted. Till next week, then, at the same time, this is Corporal Eddie Carter speaking for my buddies of the National Guard. Your friends and neighbors who help keep our country strong by keeping our guard up.
The National Guard is ready on the land and in the air. The National Guard is ready to defend you everywhere.
Here's your announcer with the address of your National Guard headquarters.